This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you're an employee of Google, you need to hear this message. This is specifically being recorded for you. My name's Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com, which now has the distinction of being the first large-scale news publisher in history that has been outright completely blacklisted by Google, 100% censored for obvious political reasons. It has to do with not just the politics, but also our natural health stance, and I'll explain that to you. The reason I'm sending this out is because on the day that you are diagnosed with cancer, or a loved one in your family is diagnosed with cancer or any other disease, you will wish that Google had not censored natural news, because natural news is saving lives. Literally, thousands of lives have been saved by the information that we have publicly posted, information on nutritional therapies, on vitamin D, and how vitamin D supplementation can prevent cancer, especially in African Americans. We've gone public with scientific validation of the amount of mercury that is still found in flu shots that's given to children, especially in California. We've published the letter from the California Secretary of Health, the letter, you know, WikiLeaks style, that says that vaccines containing mercury should be injected into children. We've published news about the CDC scientist known as Dr. William Thompson, who openly stated, went public with the fact that he took part in a scientific cover-up at the CDC to make sure that the truth about links between vaccines and autism in young African-American children would be covered up. We are the independent media. We're the website, well, among many other websites, but we are one of the biggest ones, naturalnews.com, who asks the questions that the mainstream media refuses to ask. We broke the story, the exclusive interview with the whistleblower inside GlaxoSmithKline, who blew wide open the massive doctor bribery network that ultimately resulted in the U.S. Justice Department fining GlaxoSmithKline $3 billion. It was the largest settlement in the history of the country. We did the initial exclusive interview on that with, I believe his name was Blair Hamrick. We are a lot like WikiLeaks, in a sense. We're a lot like, we are independent journalism. We are the new media. And Google has gone out of its way now to censor us for politically motivated reasons. Now, Google has cited a technical reason. They've cited the existence of a third-party advertising script that they did not like on 13 pages that were posted 4 years ago on a subdomain known as blogs.naturalnews.com. And those pages were posted by an outside blogger. And the only reason that ad code was there was because Google banned AdWords or AdSense from that subdomain. And so our bloggers replaced the AdSense ads with other ads. And then Google used that to justify blacklisting the entire domain, the root domain, every subdomain, every article, 140,000 pages of incredible human knowledge, plus some satire, some political commentary, and so on. But incredible human knowledge that helps save lives every day. And my point is that that knowledge may help save literally your life one day, or the life of someone that you love. We also found out that that same code that Google cited as a justification for banning the entire website is actually running on blogspot.com. We have proof of that. We captured the source code. We have proof of that posted on naturalnews.com. Notice that Google did not, of course, blacklist the entire root domain and all subdomains of blogspot.com. It seems that Google's rules don't apply to itself, only applies to others who are targeted for being censored because of their political speech. Now, in terms of politics, Natural News is a pro-Trump website. I know that may sound strange. Why are we anti-GMO and anti-big pharma? Why are we in favor of green living and pro-environment? And, you know, we donated lab time to allow Native American tribes to have their water tested for free in case of oil pipeline spills and so on. So why are we pro-Trump? I don't have time to go into those reasons here, but I can tell you that we're widely known as sort of, sometimes we're described as a liberal InfoWars, or I mean, it's a weird term. I mean, we're openly tolerant of LGBT lifestyles and gay lifestyles and all of that. My wife is an immigrant. She's a minority immigrant. She's Chinese. And I'm 10% Native American. And, you know, I believe in protecting the environment. And I believe in using good science to expose the toxins that are in vaccines or the toxins that are in food, you know, exposing pesticides and herbicides and exposing the toxic legacy of too many pharmaceuticals, the massive over-drugging of our children and the over-drugging of our parents and our grandparents. I mean, think about all the people in your family who are taking medications and they're over-drugged. Well, here's what you need to know. Google is largely driven by big pharma revenue. And so is the mainstream media. Google has become, I mean, step by step, Google has disallowed and eliminated the advertising of nutritional supplements, herbal supplements, natural medicine. It's been going on over the last few years to the point where it's essentially banned by Google. And in its place, there is direct-to-consumer drug advertising that's now earning, you know, countless millions, maybe billions for Google, because the pharmaceutical industry is now the number one influence of your employer, Google. And it's very sad. That same pharmaceutical industry also provides about 70% of the advertising revenue to the mainstream media. And this is why the media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, you name it, this is why they're always pro-pharmaceutical and anti-natural medicine. But if you're intelligent, and I assume you wouldn't be hired by Google if you weren't, you know that natural medicine is actually a big part of the future of medicine. You know that pharmaceuticals usually fail. They often just produce more side effects. You know that the cancer mammogram scanning is largely a scam. It's a way to recruit women into chemotherapy or breast surgery that they actually don't need. We've covered many, many stories of how it's a false diagnosis, a false positive, using false fear, all of these things to ensnare women into these horrific treatments that harm them. It's so bad, and we expose this. Dr. Fareed Fattah is now in prison because he was a cancer doctor in Detroit who diagnosed everyone with cancer, treated everyone with chemotherapy, made huge profits off the chemo, even though none of those people had cancer. He was arrested by the FBI because of a whistleblower, and we covered that story. We didn't break that story, but we covered it as it happened. And we've also helped expose other cancer quacks and other cancer con artists who are operating in the industry today. The truth is, the simple truth, that your employer doesn't want you to hear. The day that you are diagnosed with cancer, and according to the cancer industry, a third to a half of all of us will one day be diagnosed with cancer. When that day comes for you, or a loved one, or a family member, or even your child, you will wish that Google had not censored natural news, because you will want to explore options. You know that chemotherapy is extremely toxic. It makes your hair fall out. It takes away your libido. You lose muscle mass. It changes your facial structure. Your jaw begins to literally disintegrate by the day. A lot of people don't know this, but chemotherapy also causes permanent brain damage. It's called chemo brain. You can search that on naturalnews.com. Don't search it on Google, because they've blacklisted us. So you got to search it directly on naturalnews.com. It's called chemo brain. Chemotherapy also damages your kidney, or your kidneys and your liver. And the chemotherapy is extremely toxic, and it kills more people than cancer. And it's one of the greatest cover-ups of medicine of our modern time, that more people are actually killed by the chemo than by the cancer itself. Well, at Natural News, we routinely cover natural cancer therapies that are far more successful than chemotherapy, that have saved countless lives. Therapies that are oppressed, that are criminalized in America, the same way the government criminalizes hemp. And we have fought for hemp legalization, hemp farming, and medical marijuana legalization, all of that. We also fight for natural medicines, and we've covered things like insulin-potentiated chemotherapy treatment, IV, through IV, which is very, very powerful. It's a microdose of chemotherapy that's insulin-potentiated to drive it into just the cancer cells and leave the healthy cells alone. We've covered intravenous vitamin C therapies, ozone, blood purification therapies for a wide number of different viral infection treatments. We've covered cancer prevention and advocated for healthy living, healthy lifestyles, superfoods, nutrition, vitamin D, magnesium and zinc and minerals that really work to prevent disease. And we've given people a blueprint for preventing type 2 diabetes, preventing cancer, preventing heart disease, preventing Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis, skin disorders, liver disorders, bone disorders, you name it. And it is this information that Google is censoring. And that's why I say that your employer, sadly, is engaged in the suppression of human knowledge. It is taking down one of the world's best resources, a compilation of incredible scientific research. We cite PubMed all the time. We cite universities and scientific studies all the time. Every story that we publish is cited with at least one citation, and often multiple citations. And we have compiled, over the last decade plus, one of the greatest collections and resources for how you can research ways to prevent disease and ways to even reverse chronic disease. And this is why we are the number one enemy of the pharmaceutical industry that controls your employer. We are the enemy because we deny them revenues by keeping people healthy. We teach people how to stay healthy. We teach people how to stay out of the hospital. We teach people how to not need expensive medications for a lifetime. We teach people the dangers of statin drugs, the dangers of blood pressure medications, and encourage them to work with naturopathic physicians and get off of those dangerous drugs with a smart plan, a transition plan that brings in nutrition, good diet, good food choice, superfoods, organics, avoidance of toxins, all that, and even more. And it is this kind of information that your employer, Google, is censoring in a malicious way, going out of their way to specifically censor natural news by selectively applying rules to us that they ignore for other websites like Huffington Post or CNN or other publishers. So this is not just a malicious situation. This is not just a violation of basic business ethics and a violation of Google's own rules. This is really harming humanity. And if you look on natural news and you look at the comments under the stories and you look at what's happening with this outrageous censorship situation, all the comments all across the net, you'll find that natural news has millions of fans and readers, and also some very vocal critics, of course, who are mostly funded by the cancer industry, by the pharmaceutical industry, or by the GMO biotech companies that are basically poison pushers. They push poisons like glyphosate, atrazine, pesticides, and herbicides. And so we are the anti-poison free speech advocates. We are the ones who defend humanity and teach humanity how to be well, how to prevent disease, how to protect your brain function even, so that you live a long, happy life in a healthy way with full cognitive function, abundance, joy, all the things that matter in your life. Those are the things that natural news really stands for. And that's been our position for over 10 years. And it is that incredible library of knowledge that Google is wiping out to your detriment, as well as mine and millions of other readers. And you see, it's in this way that whoever's doing this at Google, they think they're winning. They think, well, they're silencing natural news because we supported Trump. So they think they're winning. In effect, they're losing big. They're losing their humanity. They're losing their dignity. They're losing their options for overcoming disease. They're losing knowledge. And you are losing too. Sadly, they're taking that knowledge away from everyone by removing those search results from Google search. In essence, Google is waging a war on human knowledge. And in particular, a war on whatever human knowledge empowers people to not need the pharmaceutical products that enrich the pharmaceutical cartels that fund Google. So this is a drug racket type of situation. That's exactly what it is. And that's why this action by Google is so dangerous to humanity, such a disservice even to its own employees. Do you really want to work for a company that is engaged in the suppression of human knowledge that could one day save the life of yourself or a family member? Do you really want to work for a corporation that is in bed with the pharmaceutical cartels that also suppress knowledge of natural remedies, natural health, nutritional therapies, alternative medicine, holistic medicine, organic lifestyles, all of that? Because you may have already come to realize this yourself, but I'm here to tell you that although you certainly didn't know this at first, it turns out that you are working for a great evil. I know Google said that they originally, their motto was to do no evil, but they have become the evil they once claimed to resist. And it's a sad day for humanity that it has come to this. And that's why there's so much outrage about this topic all across the internet. That's why we now have almost 50,000 signatures on our White House petition in barely over a day. And it's going to hit 100K. And this issue is going to go before the president. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some antitrust effort, legal effort directed at Google. And I wouldn't be surprised if this situation, naturalnews.com, is cited as one of the justifications for antitrust action against Google. Wouldn't be surprised. I don't have any inside information on that. I'm just saying it's kind of an obvious connection, connect the dots kind of exercise. So what do I want? Why am I telling you this? Well, actually, all I want is freedom of information for all of us. I want to be part of the debate. That's it. I know there's always going to be a pro-mercury side of the vaccine argument because some people just think mercury is great for children. They're insane and they're quacks and they don't understand science or biology, but that's their argument. So they can have that argument. There's always going to be a pro-pharmaceutical argument that says, oh, these are approved medications and they've been scientifically validated, even though most of that science is fraud, even though it's mostly bribery and corruption. But anyway, that's their argument. I think it's important that Natural News have its rightful place in that argument to say, no, wait a minute. The science says mercury is actually harmful to inject into children. The real science says that the human body doesn't have a deficiency of patented chemical medications. Instead, it usually has a deficiency of something like magnesium or vitamin D, or there's too much stress, or there's exposure to toxins. We can prevent cancer through other means that don't require spending your life savings and a small fortune on prescription medications and medical interventions that are very risky and in some cases can kill you. This is an important part of the debate. I don't demand that everyone agree with myself or Natural News. I don't demand that everyone enjoy the occasional satire and humor that we put out on Natural News as well, or the political commentary. I just ask that we have a place in the debate, which we did until Google ripped us out of their search engine in a rather malicious, politically motivated move. And I ask that you think twice about who you're working for. Why does Google pay so well? Why does it have such great benefits? Because pharmaceutical money is coming into the company that's paying you your salary and those benefits. You are, in essence, working for the dark side. You're working for the anti-human side of this society, and you may not have even realized it until now. Granted, if you leave Google and work somewhere else, you'll probably make less money, but you will do less evil at the same time. Each and every one of us has a duty, a responsibility, even a spiritual responsibility to ourselves and the rest of humanity to make sure that we are doing work that is in the interests of all of us, in the interest of moving humanity forward with real progress and with real compassion for saving lives, protecting lives, defending lives, for protecting our environment, making sure we leave this world in a better state than where we found it. We all have these spiritual obligations, I believe. I think most people believe that. And yet, Google is moving in the opposite direction of that. They are suppressing knowledge. They are suppressing natural health and natural medicine. They are empowering the chemical pharmaceutical medications that are right now killing over 100,000 Americans a year, even according to the medical industry's own studies. Think about that. Google's promoting products that are killing over 100,000 Americans each year while suppressing natural alternatives that kill no one. That is, sadly, the company that Google has become. If you share this message, make sure you protect yourself. Obviously, don't share it over Gmail or any Google products. You may have to hand this to somebody like an MP3 on an SD card or use the old sneaker net. Protect yourself if you're going to share this with anyone, because you might be targeted just as I have been targeted. First, they came for me. Will they come for you next? That's the question. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.